We know Christ lived a very busy life while he was here. He had a lot to accomplish in his short time. We know that he had his public ministry for 3.5 years. And yet during that time, and indeed throughout his life, he was focused on accomplishing and doing what needed to be done in order to fulfill Scripture. Christ understood that at the end of his life, he had done what needed to be done in his life. He had accomplished his goal. Christ, in his prayer to the Father before his death, mentioned, "I have glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do." And so we see there's a finality in this portion of Christ's life. He knew for a fact that everything that needed to be accomplished was done. He knew that he was passing on the work to his disciples at that time. And he knew that it would be the ones that were with him. But he also knew there would be more down the line. We read in John 17 in verse 6 to 11. It says, "I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you, for I have given them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in this world, but these are in the world, and I have come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are." And then dropping down into verse 13 to 19, he continues, "But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth." You know, Christ's prayer here to the Father included us at this time. And this fact really hit home for me as we were taking the Passover night. Our work is not finished. We have not yet endured until the end. We have not accomplished what we set out to do because we're still here. The work of preaching the gospel to the whole world is still ongoing. You know, when God calls us into the truth, he gives each of us a work to do. As far as the church is concerned, it's a collective work to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and to feed the flock. But each of us is also responsible to fulfill in this life our own individual work. You know, God has called each of us not just for the purpose of receiving our own personal salvation, but also to fulfill that work that he has given each of us. And many parables that Christ gave in his life pointed this out. Now, in order for us to fulfill our work, we need to know what our work is. Can each of us say for certain what our work is within the church? Do we understand that our work is in our personal life, in our relationship with God, with everyone that we come in contact with? You know, it takes godly wisdom, inspiration, and prayer to know what our work is. You know, we have to accept the fact that we won't always have the answers. Rather, we have to learn to lean on God for confidence that God can help us Sounds like little one needs some help today too. And he's learning just as we all learn. And we, brethren, we can have confidence that God will help us in doing our individual work. We find in Acts 13 and verse 2, it says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. You know, here's a very clear example of God's work in action. God identified and laid out what he wanted these two men to do. And he made it known to all. Brethren, whatever our work is, we have the responsibility to carry it out. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 22 to 25 says, bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. So we see that we have a responsibility in our regular work and in church work. You know, Paul was very clear on the work that he was accomplishing. He was clear on his physical work and his spiritual work. We see in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 12 where he says, and we labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. So let me ask, what is our work? Are we as determined as Christ and the apostles were to fulfill the work that God has given each of us to do? We each need to examine our own work. And if our examination shows that we are fulfilling the work that God has given each of us, then we will receive a reward for our work. You know, God has begun a good work in each of us, as it says. And he is determined to complete that work. It's up to us then to determine if we are willing to carry on. If we are willing to keep doing the work that we have begun to do for God. Now, in this modern age of progress and forward thinking, it seems to me that life is becoming more and more challenging, not easier. We are easily bombarded with stimuli from all directions. So we have to be very careful. We have to be very clear-minded. Otherwise, we can lose our way. We have to be constantly on guard and careful about how we use our time. If we're not, then life starts to use us. We have to be, brethren, constantly aware that we are about our Father's work in whatever we are doing, just as Christ was, so that when the time comes, we can finish our work just as Christ did.